This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer takes over in T-minus 6 minutes. Well, Brian Stelter and the creeps over at CNN have taken their creepiness to the next level. I could spend an hour on this, but I've just got 5 minutes right now. Look at this image of Brian Stelter man-spreading, literally, for these little kids. Video, Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. And boy, did Twitter have a heyday, and others. This is what misinformation looks like. Masks don't protect you. They don't work. He's wearing that. He's telling them, don't even trust satire. Don't trust anything but CNN. CNN has less viewers on record than even censored InfoWars does. Joe Rogan's program now has 20-plus times the viewers on average of CNN. And that's Joe Rogan. So they can try to censor and shut me down. 10 more pop up even bigger. So it's a very crazy time to be alive. And look, I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I've never said that. I said if I was going to cast somebody, it's like an evil It the Clown goblin that lives in sewers and eats children, it would be Brian Stelter. So here they are in New York City, that dungeon of tyranny. And you know, here comes Brian Stelter climbing out of the manhole cover to try to come in and indoctrinate them that you need to only believe me. So they're already used to pay to be in airports, but people complain so much, CNN can't even pay to be in airports anymore. When I grew up in high school, CNN paid for TVs in the schools, and every second period, we had to watch 15 minutes a day of CNN propaganda. So they've always been basically the propaganda channel, and now that's not enough. Now they're coming directly into the schools so he can sit there and weirdly spread his legs. I mean, who sits on a chair like that and spreads their legs? It's like with drag queen story time when they come and spread their legs for the kids. It's absolutely disgusting. Here's part of the report.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Barbara King wants to arm this 8th grade class.
All right, so today's topic is misinformation.
With the tools they will need in a world of information saturation.
We're going to learn to identify the various types of misinformation.
And there is a lot to learn.
They're called satire, false context, imposter content, manipulated content, and fabricated content.
Just imagine trying to make sense of all of this as a teenager.
Now we go to imposter content. What does imposter mean?
I mean, everything they just said there, manipulated content, manufactured content, it just makes you think of CNN, 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 CNN. CNN calls us for comments. We give them comments on time, and they say they do not respond to comment. So just imagine, you pay all these property taxes to send your children to school, and then they sit there and can't teach them to read and write. The country's going illiterate by design. But you can learn all about how you're racist and all about how boys can be girls and girls can be boys and all about how boys can be on the girls' track team and on the girls' swim team and how men can come in the bathroom of little girls. And in comes Brian Stelter wearing a mask to keep the psychological fear going. It's all garbage. It's all theater. And the blue cities have turned into literal hellholes. It's CNN lied to us about the WMDs. It's CNN that's lied to us on so many fronts and helped cover up the murder of people in nursing homes in New York during COVID. It's CNN that has blood on its hands. And it's CNN that is like a zombie network because nobody watches it except people that make fun of it and hate it. But still the big money of AT&T keeps it propped up and it just won't go away. So that's what you learn in public school. A lot of the private schools now is how to take deadly shots. How to tattle on your parents, how to wear masks and get carbon dioxide poisoning, and how to only trust CNN. This is truly an establishment in decline. We don't want to fight with it. We want to remove ourselves from it and step out of the way as this globalist neoliberal political system collapses and politically dies. That's our mission, is to survive and thrive and love God and build a better human world for all God's children together. And that's the mission of InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news, today. Owen Schroyer takes over.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorism.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S. A database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And so there is your Greg Reese report. Very startling. On Bandai Video, almost with a million views. And you just got to think about what an enemy operation would do in a time of war as a backdrop, as the frame of context for that video, and it makes even all the more sense, as diabolical as the notion may be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we have coming up the rest of this transmission. We're going to have a doctor on with us in the next hour discussing the End the Mandates rally, the pro-life rally from over the weekend. And there is a hearing happening right now with Ron Johnson and others. Dr. Malone is there. Dr. McCullough is there. Dr. Kirsch is there, happening in Washington, D.C. And it's just incredible. I've been popping in and out of this all day. It's been going on for about an hour and a half. And it's just unbelievable information. I mean, they've completely destroyed all the vaccine narratives. They've completely destroyed all the COVID narratives. I mean, it's all there. Now, this isn't being covered by Fox. This isn't obviously going to be covered by all of the New World Order media. The Build Back Better, Great Reset, Biden media is not going to cover this. They just want you to think the vaccine is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So they're not going to be covering this. The whole world should be seeing this. The whole world should be watching this. So we may be going in and out of that as well as covering the latest news that I have here on my desk in front of me. But it's kind of like what we saw in December and then January and then even some months after that, where you had these hearings in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona, and you'd have the election workers go up and say, okay, here's what I saw. Yep, they brought in truckloads of ballots at 2 a.m. and they were all for Biden. Yeah, they were triple counting ballots in Atlanta because they knew it would increase the margins for Biden. So it's 60% of Atlanta, Fulton County votes for Biden, so they just quadruple counted them. Yeah, I was counting fake ballots. I've been a ballot counter for 20 years, and I remember counting fake ballots and pointing it out to the poll watchers, the head of them, and saying, hey, these are fake. And they said, well, just count them anyway. They remember mail-in ballots that weren't creased, meaning they were never mailed. There was no crease on them, so how did you put them in an envelope? You didn't. They talked about how a lot of them had no signatures. Anyway, I'm pontificating here. The point is, those hearings actually happened. But because the media didn't cover them, they just got to act like it didn't exist. And all of the shenanigans that went down to put Biden in the White House, for the most part, went uncovered. And now you're dealing with the worst president in U.S. history, which even the Democrats are admitting is the case now. Only a year in. So it's that same energy. It's that same vibe. Here's a hearing with congressmen, official government hearing, on the record, doctors telling you the truth about the vaccines, telling you the truth about COVID, the side effects, all of it. And the media won't even touch it. And so that way the left and the Democrat Party, the authoritarians, the statists can just close their eyes, put their head in the sand and say, nope, this isn't going on. The vaccines aren't hurting people. The vaccines are great. Natural immunity doesn't even exist. COVID is the worst thing ever. Nobody can survive COVID. You better get the vaccine. And, of course, it's all being destroyed. So we're going to come back and go to some of this live because, as far as I could tell, the only network that's been covering this today is One American News Net, and that's it. This should be broadcast on all media outlets today. And only OAN is doing it. So I won't be a hypocrite. We'll come back and we'll play just some of that. And I know that the crew is also going to be, we're recording it right now, and they're going to be cutting up some of the highlights for that. And we'll play those on the War Room coming up that I'm hosting later. All of this is possible only with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got to tell you, when I have to do double duty or come in and host the Jones Show, I am just jonesing, no pun intended, but I am just jonesing for a cup of Wake Up America coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a fresh mug of it right here. We got a fresh pot in the break room. Everybody here loves the Wake Up America Patriot Blend, an easy way to support the InfoWar for coffee drinkers out there. Switch your coffee blend to the Wake Up America Patriot blend, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. There's the original bold flavor, and then there's the immune support flavor as well, both all organic, both at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you can fund us. We are back in stock with the Whole Food Multivitamin and the Vitamin C plus Zinc. We were so thrilled at how quickly these sold out. And then the ratings came in, and you loved them. So we just repackaged the branding. Same great supplement that you loved before, just with a new label on it, but still the same great ingredients in the Whole Food Multivitamin and the Vitamin C plus Zinc with rose hips. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, if you're worried about the future and you want to hedge in case everything collapses, all storable foods, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All emergency food supplies, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of that sale while it lasts. When we come back, we'll be hearing from the Vaccine Side Effect Committee. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So I asked the crew, I said, guys, let's find who's ever reporting on the Ron Johnson hearing today. Let's find some stories. And they said, oh, and there's barely anybody talking about it, barely anybody covering it. So it's like it doesn't even exist. We were able to find two. You had one on Zero Hedge. Watch live. Senator Johnson holds star-studded COVID-19 second opinion hearing. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Brett Weinstein, Dr. Jay Bachara, Dr. Ryan Cole, Harvey Reich, George Farid, Pierre Corey, Dr. Urso, Dr. Marlick, Dr. Kirity, Dr. Malone, Dr. Wiseman. The list just goes on and on. We've got another one here from Red Voice Media, COVID-19, a second opinion, Ron Johnson, moderated panel discussion with experts. This has been ongoing about 2 hours now. I'm going to go live to the OAN feed, the only network that I've seen actually live covering it today. Let's pick up some of that coverage right now. Ron Johnson, Dr. Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, and so many more talking the truth about vaccines that the establishment doesn't want you to hear.
And we look in the yellow card system in the UK, we say the same thing. And we look in the UDRA system in the EU, we do the same thing. We have just fulfilled the Bradford Hill tenets of causality. Meaning, I am telling you, as an epidemiologist, the vaccines are causing these fatal and non-fatal events to a large degree. And many of those skilled around the table, I'm sure, would agree.
Okay, so that transitions perfectly. Kyle, I'm going to actually ask you to give up your seat for Mr. Tom Renz. I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. And Tom, you don't have much time at all, okay? He showed me his data, or he showed me the data that is being extracted from, what is the name of this database?
CMS.
DMED.
Pardon?
DMED. It's the Defense Medical Database.
And I'm going to just kind of cut to the punchline because we just don't have very much time at all. But this data, so these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average, you know, in the 10 times number in some cases. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already because they did a search inquiry in August that showed a certain level of myocarditis. I think it was like 20 times higher, 28 times higher, something like that. But now, in January, it's only a couple hundred times, two times higher. So there appears to be doctoring of the data. Now, my staff has already sent a record preservation letter to the Department of Defense to try and protect this data. But, Tom, why don't you just quickly, because we have other things I do want to get to here, please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, Miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots. Over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this, and Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to investigated, and thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
Yes, yes. Seriously, I was just saying that in the break. Thank God for Ron Johnson. We need to pray for Ron Johnson. We need to pray God's hedge of protection over Ron Johnson and these great doctors and whistleblowers. Here's Ron Johnson.
Notice, they must preserve these records, and this must be investigated, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator. Thank you.
So, the increase in cancer is something I've been hearing about for months. And quite honestly, I've told people that are reporting this to me, I don't think the public's quite ready for that yet. Okay, but you've just raised this issue. Apparently, Dr. Cole, you're aware of this. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because this is frightening.
Thank you, Senator. And this is a challenge in terms of aggregating data. I saw a signal early on of certain viral conditions. Dr. Parks pointed out mechanisms. I noticed certain viruses increasing. Well, these same T cells, immune cells, keep cancers in check. So I do about 40,000 biopsies a year. I'm a busy pathologist. And I thought, gosh, I'm seeing more of this type of cancer and this type of cancer and this type of cancer. And so I've tried to talk to other laboratories and aggregate a bigger data set, which obviously these federal data sets are very easy way to see that signal. Obviously, I've been canceled, I've been ridiculed, I've been maligned, etc., for saying so, but I've been observing it, and I can't deny observation. That's how science happens, initially through observation, then we confirm through hypothesis, experiment, and data. So, yes, we're seeing it, and now when we travel with these groups and summits, I have oncologists, I have radiation oncologists, I am seeing an uptick in cancers, I'm seeing these odd, stable cancers take off like wildfires after the vaccines. It is happening. We need federal funding. The NIH isn't looking at this. Getting a grant to look at anything related to the vaccines is next to impossible because they're
all right. That's Dr. Ryan Cole talking now, folks. This is incredible. This is
my
like
is anecdotal. My observation.
This is like the prelims. Go ahead and pull it down.
But we need it.
This is like the prelims or the warm up opening ceremony to Nuremberg 2.0. I mean, are you hearing what these doctors are saying? They're seeing a radical increase in cancer post-vaccination, and they know why. They're telling you the science, how it's destroying the cells that attack cancer.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, something strange is happening here. And, of course, you're tuned in because you know what's going on. We know what's going on. But to new audience members or just the general population that's confused at all of this, not really sure what's going on, maybe starting to wake up. Yeah, we've got this hearing with Senator Ron Johnson and dozens of doctors. By the way, we're going to be joined by one of the doctors that's on the panel in about half an hour. Dr. Marble is going to be joining us live on the air to discuss this. But yeah, we've got this panel of doctors and a senator, very little media there reporting on it and covering it, talking about their clinical data, their government data, and just their general experience since COVID in the vaccines, in the deadliness, all the lies, all the cover-ups, all of it. It's really powerful. We're going to go back. But you have to ask yourself, what is going on here? Pfizer CEO says annual COVID jabs would be an ideal situation. Oh, he'd like that, wouldn't he? To see his profits continue to skyrocket. Fauci coming out and saying the same thing. We need unlimited boosters. What do vaccinated and unvaccinated people have in common? They will never be fully vaccinated. So what is going on? If these people actually cared about your health, if these people were actually trying to do this for good reasons, they'd come out and they'd be honest about this. They wouldn't try to scuttle the information from getting out. They wouldn't be censoring people that are questioning it. They wouldn't be hiding their own data for decades into the future. They wouldn't be attacking doctors and members of the media that question the vaccines. And when they see all the side effects that have been mentioned at this hearing, they would back off and they'd say, hey, you know what? Something's going on here. We know a lot more about COVID. You're probably going to be fine without the vaccine. Let's step back. Let's stop mandating these. Let's stop forcing these until we have a little bit of better idea about what's going to be the long-term side effects of this experimental technology, mRNA technology. But no, they say full steam ahead, vaccinate everyone 100 times, damn the side effects, damn the death, damn your freedom. So you got to just scratch your head and say, wow, what is wrong with these people? What is going on here? So we go back now to the panel, Senator Ron Johnson, and just a bevy of heroic doctors reporting here. The media will ignore it. We won't. In fact, we'll probably upload the whole hearing to Bandai Video at some point, if not today, tomorrow. But here it is, the doctors, whistleblowers, and everybody warning the world, trying to get the truth out about these vaccines and COVID.
The experimental data on the genome in P53 and BRCA, can you explain that to everyone?
Yeah, real quick. So we have genes in our body. We have mechanisms in our body. We have bad cells in our body every day. Our body says, oh, I can kill that, knock it off, you know, shakes hands with every cell. You're gone, you're gone, you're a bad cell. There are genes, there are suppressor genes, P53, it's the guardian of our genome. There's another breast cancer gene, BRCA gene. We know that the spike protein binds to the receptors for these genes and can activate them. That is a mechanism of the spike protein. So putting this spike protein in the human body via a gene shot that is completely investigational, these are not approved, and to mandate something that's investigational that can bind to cancer promoting.
So I'd like to just clarify and take that a step forward. Because what P53 does is it checks your DNA before it replicates, and it makes sure that it's fixed. So P53 is the one tumor suppressor gene that is most tied to cancer, because once there's a mutation in P53, the mutation rate just skyrockets.
Correct.
And you're going to develop enough mutations that cancer is going to have a much more likelihood of becoming metastatic.
Absolutely.
So P53 is the essential tumor suppressor. Now, do we know for sure that the spike protein is binding it and inactivating it so that it cannot make sure that your DNA is replicated effectively and without any errors? No, but that's why we should have tested these for cancer-causing potential before we started giving them to our kids.
There are some confirmatory and studies.
I'll put it into the record, paper by Jiang in May, where it goes into this data. SARS-CoV-2 spike impairs DNA damage repair.
Thank you.
One of the key points is we still don't officially know what the structure of these so-called vaccines are. I mean, we do have some information now that's been published by a Nobel laureate group from Stanford, looking at the sequence from discards and comparing it with the PANS. And there are what are called untranslated regions. Has anyone ever heard of this word, untranslated region? Anyone?
Yes.
A few people. Okay. Everyone has been told that the RNA in there is just RNA that's making the spike protein that's going to make you a nice little cute little vaccine, just like those mumps and polio vaccines that we've all had as children. No, wrong. There are untranslated regions. And I'm going to read you what they are. There are three human gene sequences in those untranslated regions. One of them, we think, I'm working with a group of molecular biologists and genomics, one of them, we think, is targeting the mitochondria. I'll tell you what that gene sequence is. It is a, where is it? The 3' untranslated region comprises two sequence elements derived from the amino terminal enhanced of split ASMRNA and the mitochondrial encoded 12S ribosomal RNA to confirm RNA stability and high total protein expression. That's what the WHO document says. Now, if that's true, that could mean, we don't know, we need to find out, that could mean that the expression of the spike protein is actually being expressed partly, at least, in ribosomal, in mitochondrial ribosomal.
This is so wrong.
Mitochondrial ribosomal.
No. Yeah.
That means it could be a kamikaze expression.
Dr. Wiseman, listen, you're certainly letting us know you're qualified, but I don't know what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about, Senator, is in every single drug in package insert, you see a chemical structure. Do you not? There is a chemical structure. We need to know the exact chemical structure, the exact sequence of the RNAs and the DNAs in these vaccines. Right. Okay? They are being withheld from us. FDA needs to show us what those structures are. They need to explain what the pseudouridine is doing. They need to explain this paper from Sahin, who is the founder of BioNTech in 2014. They talk about non-natural nucleosides. What are those non-natural nucleosides doing? He talks about the toxicity of them, the pseudouridine. None of that is being discussed.
I want to clarify a little bit. I agree with you. Okay. We need a lot more information.
I want to clarify because people have said this are mRNA vaccines. mRNA only always goes to protein, and we can't do anything. First, we know that people have reverse transcriptase. Yes, it can make DNA. Yes, it can go back into the DNA. But there's something else about RNA. RNA can make little hairpin loops. RNA can regulate your DNA. So when you put an mRNA vaccine or RNA into your body, it can get in and it can be alternately spliced, can bind to your DNA, and it can regulate it. For positive or for negative, it can change your gene expression, and there's stuff in there that can do that either intentionally or unintentionally, and we don't know. It's completely unethical because we
have
just...
Let me just translate this real quickly. If you're hearing this, guys, pull it down real quick. If you're hearing this, you probably said, hey, you know, we heard a lot about this on InfoWars a year ago, 2 years ago. Folks, this is like death by a thousand cuts. If you come up to me and you cut me one time somewhere, I'm probably going to be just fine. You cut me 10 times, 100 times, I'm probably going to bleed out. That's basically what they're saying is going on with this mRNA technology is it's like death by 100 cuts just constantly attacking your DNA. That's why they keep pushing these boosters. I guess either they think keep getting boosted will really work or they just really want to completely destroy your immune system, want to completely destroy your DNA. That's why this doctor here is so fired up about this because he knows what's going on. Dr. Peter McCullough talking now.
Cause myocarditis. The FDA indicates for Pfizer and Moderna that they cause myocarditis. We now have over 200 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on myocarditis, sadly showing the rates of myocarditis are far in excess of what the CDC ever imagined. We've identified that boys have a predilection for this far more than girls. The maximum age group, the peak age group is age 18 to 24, so it's actually the college age. The risk extends up to age 50. And I can tell you that in this age group, it is clear the risks of the vaccines are far greater than the risks of COVID-19, the respiratory illness.
That's everything right there. That is everything right there from Dr. McCullough. The risk of the vaccine is worse than the risk of COVID. Bingo. We'll be right back with more.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We got a lot of other developing news here that I'm going to cover today. If I don't get to it on the Alex Jones Show, I'll get to it on the War Room, including the developments in Russia and Ukraine and Biden, or the Biden administration, trying to get involved there, the latest developments there. There's a bunch of other news developments we need to cover, but we are prioritizing the hearing right now being held by Senator Ron Johnson with dozens of elite doctors calling it the second opinion hearing, and they're telling the truth about the vaccines, they're telling the truth about COVID, and so that's why the mainstream media wants nothing to do with it. So we have to amplify this hearing to the best of our ability. So we go back now live to the hearing with Senator Ron Johnson and dozens of elite doctors, the second opinion on COVID and vaccines hearing.
This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this. This is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer document. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects.
The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
So somebody really quick in the testimony talked about what the drug companies were supposed to turn over when they made application. Yeah, Dr. Carey, talk about that specifically. I mean, just...
Okay, so on the day in which the Pfizer vaccine was authorized under federal regulatory law, that data had to be made public to the American people. By data, I mean the clinical trials data that Pfizer submits to the FDA, that the FDA then reviews and decides whether or not we're going to get...
And why wasn't it? Was there a waiver granted by FDA?
No. What they said was... you know, we have a lot of FOIA requests, and they didn't deny that they had to release it eventually, because that would have obviously contradicted federal law. So what they said instead was like, you know, even though we have a budget of $6 billion, I think it is, you know, we only have a handful of employees to handle these FOIA requests, and you know, they have to make a lot of photocopies of these documents.
Now a judge has ordered the release, not at 500 pages,
8 months,
55. Yes. Yeah. We'll get that sooner. I did, again, we're running out of time. I did want to talk about some of the other revelations. You mentioned FOIA. The FOIA for Japanese regulators showed that this vaccine is not staying in the muscle, as we were kind of all led to believe.
Boy, that's going to be interesting, guys. Real quick, just pull it down real quick. They're not, we'll see. I would imagine that there's going to be back and forth here, but as of today, you just heard it. In 8 months, and maybe down to seven now, I'm not sure when the ruling was made, but let's say 8 months from now, so we'll say September, we're supposed to get all of the unredacted documents on the vaccine side effects in September of this year, right before the midterms. Wow. Think about the political impact that meteor of information is going to have on the political landscape. That is major incoming right there. Let's go back live to the hearing.
So they were going to use lipid nanoparticles to do it. The problem was lipid nanoparticles went into ovaries, bone marrow, adrenal glands, and other tissues. So it's still being worked on. Studies are still being done. But I was going to ask Dr. Malone, because Dr. McCullough had just talked about the fact that he has concerns. Do you have concerns for this vaccine in children, knowing that it's going in the brain, the bone marrow, the adrenals, and all these other organs?
So the answer is yes. I've said that repeatedly. I've put out a 4-minute clip in which I talk about the damage at risk to children in brain, heart, coagulopathy, reproductive
systems.
I'm
realizing something here now as Dr. Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, is speaking. You'd think you'd want to hear from him. If you're the media, you think you'd want to play this, and we all know what he's saying right now about it. But, you know, it's funny, because of all the things that the COVID-19 vaccine does, you notice that it doesn't do the one thing they claim it's supposed to do? It doesn't stop COVID. And it never did. And it was never designed to. I mean, this is just, I'm telling you, man, you want to talk about science fiction dystopia? I mean, we are in it. They forced the vaccine in the name of COVID, but yet it doesn't stop COVID, and it does thousands of other things to your body except stopping COVID. Here's Dr. Malone, the inventor of the technology that they're injecting us with.
Explicitly in detail about reverse transcriptase and what it can do, etc. But I can tell you that we moved off of trying to develop further these mRNA and DNA complexes. Based on our work in non-human primates and in mice, we spent years with both commercial funding and various public funding, not NIH, trying to advance this technology. Many, many different ketonic lipid formulations, compounds tested, screened for toxicity. We could never overcome the hyperinflammatory characteristics of these polynucleotide catenic lipid complexes. We could never get there. Now, the Carrico and Weissman assertion, and some, you know, it's inside baseball. I brought Katie Carrico into this, you know, like a decade after I'd made the basic discoveries. They assert that the inclusion of the pseudouridine reduces the inflammatory response, but the the data show that that is a marginal decrease, and the data also show from their competitor, it's important to remember that they are BioNTech. Katie's a vice president. So their competitor in Germany has shown very good immune response without the pseudouridine. So you're right, pseudouridine is a synthetic compound. The logic is that incorporation of pseudouridine reduces the inflammatory response, but the inflammatory response is still there. And to your point, Richard, we are clearly seeing not only specific effects associated with spike protein, but non-specific effects associated with the lipo-nano complexes. How do we know that? Because Moderna gave us a presentation to their stockholders recently where they rolled out their phase one data on their influenza vaccine candidates that are using the same technology platform. So no spike protein associated influenza antigens. And in their hands at the 100 microgram dose, which is the dose that's used in the emergency use authorized vaccines, 90% of the subjects had adverse events compared to 30% in the placebo group. This is phase one data. Now, that data has not been disclosed publicly. It was only disclosed to their stockholders. But what it clearly demonstrates is that the canonic lipid RNA complexes have intrinsic toxicity above and beyond just that associated with the spike. So when we get into these arguments about is it spike, is it the lipids, blah, 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 it's both, okay? We have a tendency to get binary. It's either this or that. No, it can be both. Regarding the data package from Japan that Byron Bridle first acquired, and then I think I was the first after that. People often get confused about this, but Senator, this is the thing that worries me among the most. Is that limited data that was not produced to any quality standard that any clinical trial, you know, precursor, non-clinical data package I've ever seen would be allowed to be used. What the FDA and the regulatory authorities all over the world allowed was for Pfizer to collect data involving unrelated RNAs, other candidates, amalgamated together and submitted as a package. And in those data, which are not according to good laboratory practices, they did demonstrate that these lipid nanoparticles go all over the body, just as Richard is saying. And oddly, they seem to differentially go to ovaries and bone marrow, but ovaries relative to testes. And it's important everybody kind of latches onto this and they say, oh, there's spike protein in the ovaries. No, that's not what they measured. They didn't ever measure spike protein. What they measured was the lipid component, these synthetic lipids, which is the other thing you didn't mention in this cocktail. Okay, these synthetic lipids go to ovaries. Now, who cares? Well, when your child is born, when your daughter is born, she has all the eggs she's ever going to have in her ovaries. And we do know that, and the CDC now finally acknowledges, after women all over the world complaining about their altered menses and getting, I mean, it was, I felt like I was in the mid 20th century. It was attributed to hysteria, much as your own story. These alterations in menstruation were believed to represent hysterical women. The CDC
is now acknowledging it. The whole world needs to be hearing this right now. And I'm just overwhelmed with relief that everything we've been talking about for 2 years is now happening with world-renowned doctors and senators in massive panels.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.